Pray that you will speak to us abundantly because you are the living God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. In our church, we give a tithe offering, 1/10 of all the offerings that we have collected for His work outside of our church. We'd like to give thanks to God for the tithe offering. Please unite your hearts with one another. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your spiritual and practical blessings. You are blessing us in every aspect of our lives. We now, as a token of our thanksgiving, we now give you the tithe offering. Thank you that you are going to receive this with joy, and thank you that make this a foundation for you to bless us even more. We give you thanks for your love and blessings, and we know that all belongs to you, and you control, you are in control in everything. Everything is yours. That's our confession. And to show our faith of that, we now give you this tithe offering. Glory of God of glory, God of grace, God who reigns in everything, we praise you. In thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I was hospitalized for 4 months. Something that I never expected was that. When I guarantee, well, before that, I had been hospitalized, bedridden, as long as 2 weeks, but this time being bedridden continued for so long time, and together with the other patients, I had nothing to do. And because we had nothing to do, we became absent-minded, and I was afraid that I was going to be I was going to be senile, and I was grateful because something happened to me that worried me because of Mikoyne. I didn't have to become senile. Well, I read newspapers and monthly magazines over and over again. And this is the latest issue of a Mikoe newspaper. The Bible tells us to be awake, to watch the situations of the world, to watch for the time of the second coming of Christ. But unless we grasp the exact right information about the situation of the world, we can't be awake. And Mikoe newspaper is able to give us right information about the world situation. Please read the Mikoe newspaper and see how soon the second coming of Christ is. And the Mikoe newspaper also publishes teaching of thanks and praise and the spiritual gifts. And I feel kind of those, this kind of articles should increase more in the in Nikkoi newspaper, and because, partly because we are called to spread these teachings. But of course, the space of the newspaper is limited, but please pray. And there are many, there are good, very good testimonies published in a monthly magazine, The Appearance of a Rainbow in the Clouds. And, you know, the pastors of other churches, they praise us, they praise this work of publication because of these good testimonies. So please use this magazine. The Nikkoi Newspaper Press is going to move into the office of Aston. And The Appearance of a Rainbow in the Clouds also has their office in the same place. Of course, each of the company is going to have a different room, have their own room for themselves. And what surprises me is that when I graduated from a university, that's several decades ago, my father used to have business. Used to have a company, and he wanted me to take over his company, his business, after graduation from university, but I declined because I was going to become a minister after graduation. But just before graduating from the university, I got sick. And I had to recuperate. I had to stay at home for recovery for a long time. And I had to depend on my parents who were taking care of me. Even though my father got mad when I declined taking over his business, and he decided to disown me, and I also agreed to being disowned by my father, but because of my sickness, I had to depend on them. And I had a hard time being bedridden at home. But during these difficult times, God performed a miracle, and my parents, both of them, got saved. And some decades later, another miracle happened. My father, my father decided to give me his business, and because I wanted it to use it as our own computer company of a church. I was convinced that all things work together for my good. Even though we may have problems, but because God is with us, let us exercise our faith so His special blessings will be manifested. Many people spoke to me that they were healed. If you have a testimony of healing, please give a testimony, but I think that the number of healings that I've heard happened is still small number. There should be more cases of healing. So please speak up and give testimonies about your healing. If you were diagnosed by a doctor, and if your doctor told you that your disease was incurable, but you are now healed by God, that's the testimony that will influence people. For example, in my case, when I had a fracture and was hospitalized, my doctor told me that I would need a wheelchair. I would be on a wheelchair for the rest of my life. But I don't use a wheelchair at all. Because of the words of my doctor, God's healing for me is made clear. I used to pray that I would be able to keep standing while I give a message, but I thought that might be impossible. As far as I remember, the last time I was able to keep standing while giving a message was about 3 years ago. But last week, I went to Hokuriku area to hold holy meetings with DLEH churches there. But then the Holy Spirit told me to stand up when I was going to give a message, which I obeyed and did. And then in the next 3 or 4 following holy meetings, I was able to keep standing. Again, let's give thanks to God. But no audience was surprised. They just took it for granted that I was standing preaching. Well, but now I've been pressured. I feel pressured that I have to stand. I have to stand when I give a message. Well, from Monday to Wednesday last week, I ministered in Hokuriku, and on Friday night, I had meetings about the work of internet, and last night I ministered in Funabashi. I'm a little bit tired, so I might not stand. Please excuse. Now let's watch a video about the last Hakuba Sunergo camp. Hakuba Sunergo camp. Synergoi means co-worker in Greek. We have this camp to build up co-workers for the latter rain revival written in the Book of Revelation. Every year, many participants come to Hakuba to join this camp from various parts of Japan and from the world. I'm from Zambia. I look forward to praise and worship. I'm from Nagoya. I'd like to enjoy skiing because this is my first time in my life to ski. You can enjoy skiing and snowboarding. In this camp, there are many opportunities for us to learn in various seminars for the 21st century style evangelization. We also join seminars about the 9 spiritual gifts. And we also hold Hakuba Christian Film Festival. We had the 9th of this contest. And this is the movie contest, Christian movie contests. And the first prize, which is called White Horse Award, went to The Light of Hope, in which a testimony of healing from schizophrenia was portrayed. Your disease will never be healed, but after the holy meeting, God spoke to the wife through prophecy. The 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit written in the Bible are real, and these are going to be used for the upcoming work of evangelization. The work of healing is going to spread rapidly because this is His will. This is His plan. Whether healing happens through you or not, that depends on whether you obey God or not, whether you dare to stand on the word of God. When we prophesy, we do not hide in mountains to prophesy. We just live our daily lives in various hardships and problems. That's why it's important for us to practice listening to God's voice and obeying it, giving thanks to Him and praising Him. These are several groups who learned about and practiced spiritual gifts. God uses those who don't deserve. Both Paul and Peter, they expected for God to do a special thing for them, even though they didn't deserve being used. I've heard in a holy meeting that healing is going to take place more. I'd like to practice using the gift of healing. I'm glad that I'm able to churn on snowboarding. My brother has not been baptized, but in this camp he was given strength to pray by himself. And we went to a class of healing, and my stomach ulcer and pain on my left shoulder, were healed. Many, many people in the whole world are going to be saved. Those who believe in that gather in Hakuba, and after the camp they are sent out to each place from which they are from. As a co-worker of Christ, revival has begun. Anybody is welcome to Hakuba Synergo Camp, which will take place from March 4th to 6th. This is a Christian camp led by God. Please come and join us. The work of revival will open, and God is going to build up this work of revival through this camp. And the Lord has already opened spiritual things for us. Last month, I went to the Czech Republic for ministry opportunities. We experienced the work of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, very clearly in this outreach. You are able to be blessed in a special way in this camp. And you will also have fun in this camp. Many children come. They just come to ski, to play with sleep on the snow, to play in the snow. We've heard from God through prophecy that He establishes the second or the third generation Christians. We really didn't intend to build them up, but God has been building up our young people. Many of our young people have been used for the work of internet and for movies, for the work of movies. You know, in Japanese Christians, general Japanese Christians, not many second or third generation Christians, they don't really, are not rooted in church. When Pastor Okawa joined Hakuba camp, his wife told me that she asked me, how are you able to gather so many people, even though you do not have a famous speaker in this camp? In Japan, usually many Christians gather in a meeting where a famous speaker comes from abroad. Even though we didn't have such famous speaker in Hakuba camp, God gathered many people. Let's expect for God to do a special thing. Now let's get into the Bible. We are loved by God, and we are the most loved by God. You know, how sinful we may be, we may have big problems, but we are loved by Him. So you are most loved by God. But you are so loved by God, but some people, they receive His grace, but others don't. And what's the point? That's sin. Each of us is a sinner, and our sins are to be judged. Everyone has to be judged because of his sin, but Jesus became our sin, and He was crucified, and He took away our sins. Those who believe in Jesus, the sins are forgiven. You know, they are sinners, they have problems, but as they are, just by believing in Jesus, their sins are forgiven, and they are given the best blessings. Unless you live believe in Jesus, nobody takes up your sins for you. So you have to, your sins need to be judged. And all the spiritual blessings in heaven have been given us. You know, God's love was shown us. When we believe in Him, of course we need to become like Jesus, but that the result, and that's not a cause. By believing in Jesus, that's the only way you are blessed by God. I was glad to be that I became a Christian. Well, I had a fracture last August, but I knew God, but if I didn't know God, I would be bedridden. I would have to retire from my ministry, from my work, unless I knew God. But God wrote about reversal. A nurse came to me to tell me that I am the worst patient. I mean, my condition is the worst in all the ward of the hospital where I stayed. Not a doctor for rehabilitation came to me asking, why do you look so okay? Even though bad things came on you one after another. Well, but I was not in despair because I knew God was with me. God loved me and God will never leave me alone in my problems. God will never leave you alone in your problems. God will help you and will give you a solution. The six days after I was discharged from the hospital, I went to the Czech Republic on mission team. Well, many people were surprised. So God's word and His plan were fulfilled in me. And condition is believe in Jesus cross and repent. And God loves us. As is written in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Jesus blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And this sentence is written in the past tense. All these spiritual blessings were given us. The past tense. All the spiritual blessings were given to us in Jesus, in Christ. That means the cross of Jesus, through the cross of Jesus, sins are forgiven, all our sins are forgiven, and all the spiritual blessings are given us. What are the spiritual blessings? Forgiveness of sins, being given the eternal life, and being given a wonderful relationship with God. And also, we have been sanctified. We are set free from sins and we become like Jesus. And the central part of that says in this verse is being set free from sin, sanctification. This is a grace of God for us. We need to be careful by our efforts, by our enthusiasm, we are able to be sanctified. But here it says the point of our sanctification is God's grace. Many people, by your will, by your strength, try to be set free from sins. But that's wrong, according to the Bible. When we try, we learn that we are sinners and we can defeat sins by our own strength. Some people say they come to church and they say they are sinners, they can't come before God and they leave church. So, but that's wrong. We know. God knows that we are not able to defeat our sins. Then how can we defeat them? God will do that. God will do the work. And this work of God is the main spiritual blessings. Then what the work of God? The Bible says love, joy, peace. The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is not achieved through our efforts and enthusiasm. When we try to defeat sins, we are defeated. That's what the Bible tells us. But when we rely on God, when we obey God, God will bear fruit of His grace. And the main spiritual blessing is sanctification, and that's a gift from God. So sanctification is not a result of our efforts and enthusiasm. Sanctification is caused by our faith. We need to deal with things by faith. The Bible says, love, joy, peace, these are the fruit of the Spirit. These are the work of God. When we rely on Him and obey Him, this fruit will be manifested. Then, how can we do that? By praying, by obeying Him, by giving thanks to God, by exercising our faith. That's the point for us to manifest God's glory. When we do all these things, He will do it. When you are mistreated by people and you hate them who mistreat you, many Christians, they try to forgive them. They try to forgive, but they find themselves that they are not able to forgive them. Then, what should they do? They just let God do that. Give thanks to God. Because the Bible says that we should give thanks. When we give thanks to God for bad things, His plan behind all those bad things will be revealed. And the Bible says that God will solve a problem. You may feel hatred toward people, but all those things will turn out for your good. There's no negative thing for you. And that's the way the Lord is going to complete for us. You know, so we need to act by faith. And because God loves us, He wants to give us the best life. And the best life for us is not achieved by, through our efforts. That's the grace of God. Then how can we receive the best life? Praying, listening to God's voice and obeying it, and giving thanks and doing His will. These are things that you do to exercise your faith. By exercising your faith, God's glory will be revealed. When you exercise your faith, exercising your faith is very important. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are doing your work. You do something over and over again, but you can't make it. Just give it to God and bring it before Him and obey Him. Then you need to be patient, but God is going to do His work. You failed in something that you had to do, so you are in despair now. But give thanks to God. Then your original gift will be revealed. You stumble several times, but you have stumbled once again this time, and you are now disappointed. But stand up and obey God. God is going to raise you up. Now let's pray for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal us physically and mentally. In the name of Jesus, I command all the diseases to leave us. I command to our bodies, mentality, be healed. You have a bad heart, but you are healed. The upper back, you have a bad upper back, but you are healed. You have a bad nose, but you are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.